Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got your password coming up here in about 10 minutes, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Your chance to win up to $10,000 could be about 10 minutes away. But right now, let's get into some petty action.
Give me a P. All
right.
Yep.
Give me a E.
Give me a T-T-Y-Y.
Okay. All the time.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Excuse me. 800-543-3548.
800-5-PEAK-IT.
Now, before we get to your text messages and calls about your pettiness, Kid Nation, there is some celebrity pettiness going on.
Uh-oh.
For example, before we get to Banksy.
Who that?
Did you see what the Cleveland Cavaliers did?
No.
So, LeBron James, who is from Akron, Ohio, and grew up in that area, ended up playing for the Cavs twice.
Yeah.
And he left them again to go to L.A. to go play for the Lakers. Well, the Cavs redid their locker room, and LeBron James' old locker is now a towel closet.
I mean,
stuck it to him.
He gave him some good years.
He did give him some good years, but they still want it to be a little bit petty.
A little petty.
A little petty.
That's petty.
A little petty in the NBA. And we've all heard of Banksy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he's all about dark humor and anti-consumerism. But he decided to do something with his girl holding the red balloon painting.
Yeah.
It finally went up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it went for, I think, $1.4 million at an auction in England. Right after the auctioneer hit the gravel to complete the sale, as soon as he hit it.
Yeah.
This is what happened. You hear that beeping? So what ended up happening was this: the painting starts beeping, and the actual painting starts moving downwards.
Yeah, he had built a shredder in it years ago,
and it shredded the entire painting.
It stopped halfway.
Yeah,
it's like half hanging out, shredded. Because if the whole thing was shredded,
it'd be useless.
So yeah,
worthless.
Banksy did post an Instagram video. At least we believe it's Banksy because that should be secretive. But it wasn't on his account, and yeah, it shows how he created the shredder. And it was set to go off when
it was
something
sold.
Like this happened.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know, now it's doubled in value.
Yeah, it looks like it backfired on him because some experts are saying that.
Oh, not backfired. He knew it would double in value. This is like the statement he tries to make about art.
He doesn't want people to buy his stuff. He doesn't care for the money.
Then he wouldn't put it up for auction.
That's not true.
If you don't want people to buy your stuff, you don't put it up for auction. He's just always trying to make a statement about it.
Oh, see, what I was reading is that he's against all this. He likes his art to be up for people to see, but he doesn't want it to be sold and for people to profit off of his stuff.
What's hilarious is that he was in there, so yeah. Some people think they got photos of him.
Oh.
But how
he was in there?
Because he says he's anti-consumerism, so he's.
How much forethought do you put into a joke to build a shredder into a picture frame years ago and wait for the payoff years?
Right.
Wow.
It's your art.
But now it's going to be valued even more because, like Jenna said, it's moving art. It's still evolving.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah, so they're saying the people that believe that he was against them selling it, they're saying it backfired on him. But
hey,
if he gets a little kickback from that, it's all good.
Give us a call with yours, yeah.
Yeah, let's take a couple text messages here.
All right.
From Kid Nation members. My wife was being super annoying about my packing, all judgy. So before I left for the airport on Friday at 4 a.m., I took the battery out of the smoke detector and put an old one in so it would beep and drive her nuts.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I had a text from her when I landed, hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, that is so petty. It's such a pain. Why does it always go off at 2 and 3 a.m.?
And
yeah,
why can't you find the correct one?
Right.
You know, it sounds like if it's downstairs, it sounds like if you have an upstairs,
you
it sounds
climb
like
climb all the way up, and your like face is up on it, and then it's not that one.
And somehow, I've taken the battery out of a smoke detector, and it still beeps. It still chirps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like for days.
Oh yeah, it'll
take bats to them. It's like bats, baby.
I put one in the refrigerator once.
That's the worst.
I've taken one apart. Yeah. And they're the worst.
And you feel terrible because you're like, this is saving our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but not it's at 2 o'clock in the morning, is that?
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I am good. I'm just on my way to work.
Nice. And you had a little pettiness going on with your husband?
Yeah, so this happens about every weekend, so it's a lot of petty, I would say.
Okay.
So sometimes he likes to be really lazy on Saturdays or Sundays, and I sit there and wonder, why can't I be lazy? But, you know, because I'm the mom. So we have a 7-month-old, so I will hide her passy so that he has to get up and do something. So I'm not the only one tending to the 4-year-old, and then the baby's there making noise, so I'll hide it on purpose.
You're going to find it. I'm busy with this one. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. I'm busy, so you do something.
Yeah, he tries to take the easy baby.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you, Anna.
Oh, man.
So many husbands do that. I'll take the newborn because they just lay there.
Kenzie didn't
football.
Do anything to kind of get back at you for anything while she's away, did she? Anything petty?
No, I'm the one that needs to get her back from taping me in the shower. If she doubles up on me, then it's then I get a little bit, you know, I ramp it up with my joke back.
So petty.
Yeah. Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
So you get petty with your kid?
Yes, he just turned 3 last week, and his name is Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And when he's really bad in the mornings and doesn't want to brush his teeth, I don't talk to him the whole way to school.
he
knows I'm mad.
Isn't it so hard not to be petty with kids? It's so hard not to be
not
petty.
Not really. It's pretty good for me.
She has no problem with it at all.
Sit down.
No, good.
I have to try so hard not to be petty with my kids when they, because I'm with you, Aaron. I just want to act like they're adults.
Oh, man, that's funny.
No, it works for me.
I'm not talking to you. You didn't brush your teeth.
Thanks, Aaron.
Does it work? Like, do they remember the next day that mom didn't talk to me the whole way to school because I didn't brush my teeth? Are they old enough to associate all of that?
They forget.
No, they'll remember 25 years from now when you're asking.
They'll call
something.
It your radio station. Yeah.
My mother ignores me.
Scarred at 3.
Yeah. My mom used to do it. I remember it. I remember it hurting my feelings.
Gosh, I want to have good memories.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What's going on with you?
So my husband drank all my beer the night before, and he went right before the gas station closed and bought himself beer, but forgot to buy me beer. So while he was in the shower, I replaced his full cans with empty cans and hid his cans underneath our bed. So he didn't have any beer to drink. So he was upset playing Fortnite because he didn't have any beers. And I was sitting in our bed watching TV, drinking his beers.
Welcome to your house, buddy. You got a lot of
beer. A lot of planning going on.
Yeah.
I like beer.
Empty cans of beer. You got full cans of beer. You got beer under the bed.
I want to come over. You have Fortnite.
Yeah, right.
Everything's happening over there. That's what I'm talking about.
For you.
Sounds like a party to me, girl.
Read the text. It just went away. She said her grandma. Oh, there we go. My grandmother is lactose intolerant, and she's been nothing but judgmental since she came in town Saturday. So this morning, I made her coffee with 2% milk instead of her lactose free.
Oh,
so mean. It's so mean.
No.
Can't do that to Granny.
Where's Grandma?
That's kind of stuff you
say.
That's so mean to do, though. People used to do that to me when I was lactose intolerant and would order a coffee because I think people think that you're just being high maintenance.
Yeah.
And it would just make me violently ill.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So now we know what to do to Jenna.
Yeah, right?
I won't drink anything you hand me. I don't trust it.
I don't do you like that.
No. It's terrible.
I know it
really.
Is. I mean,
people have gotten in trouble for that.
Yeah, right?
If you knowingly do that, I mean, it's kind of...
We got a couple pettiness. Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Steve?
This is a bro-on-bro petty crime here.
I had my younger brother on my insurance policy. I told him I was serious that I want every single penny for him to make sure he pays on his insurance. He failed to pay me about $1 and some change, and I took him off the insurance policy. Little did he know. And then, so now he's suspended for 3 months.
Oh, dude!
That's... What? You didn't tell him?
Steve didn't know that he was going to get pulled over.
He
should have paid the debt.
Over how much money?
A dollar and some change. I mean, it's not Steve's fault that his brother got pulled over.
A dollar and some
Steve told...
He didn't know he didn't have insurance.
Steve told his brother, you're not going to pay me. I'm going to take you off. And Steve followed through.
All right.
Is he mad at you, Steve?
Yes, but in the end, I actually helped him out pay off the fines and everything like that.
Yeah, because you're still a good big brother. But.
So you ended up having to pay more money than the dollar he owed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad lapse of judgment at that time.
And he learned his lesson, I think. Now, Andrew works at a pizza place, and customers can get pretty petty, apparently. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey, babe. What's going on, man? Tell me about your petty customer.
So, I had a customer come in over the weekend grumbling about the wait time, and he said apparently I had attitude towards him. So, he left, come back about 15 minutes later with a tape measure because the pizza was a half an inch too short. He wanted a full refund and a new pizza.
Oh, my God!
Did he get it?
Huh?
Did he get it?
He got the refund, but when I asked him to leave, he refused to leave, so it involved cops being called and having him escorted off the property.
Over pizza!
Wow!
Now, here's the thing. The pizza will shrink when you put it in the oven, right? When it cooks up, it's not. It's probably the right size when you put it in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it will shrink a little bit and when the crust, it bubbles up.
Yeah.
But literally put the pizza on the counter, whipped out a tape measure, and it was a half an inch.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful. Man.
The fact that he drove all the way back to the pizza place with a tape measurer and got his extra pizza and still had the cops called on him. Thanks, Andrew, for your call right there. Thank you for all your petty Monday calls. But we do need to get to the password for Beat the Bank Extreme. Now we have some good ones today. Petty Monday makes me feel good sometimes. It was just funny.
Giving you ideas.
I need some ideas. I like the fire alarm one. I like that one a lot. For when I travel next.
Yeah, you can't take the battery out of the smoke detector.
Well, obviously during the day, so it wakes her up. She knows how to put a battery. It's just finding it. All right, Kid Nation, we got your password for Beat the Bank Extreme. Your password. You'll need this here within 10 minutes when we ask you to call Astronaut.
Astronaut.
Astronaut is your password.
Got it.
Didn't that SpaceX just launch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Space news.
And your password is astronaut. That means Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time to win some money with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
That phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we will take caller number 11 to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Just know that password, and you'll gain access to the vault. And if you don't know which ones have been taken, don't get all nervous. Alicia in the phone screening room will help you out. So if you say, I want this vault, she'll let you know if it's available or not.
Yep.
So you'll eventually get to pick one that is open, right? So don't worry about that. It's all good. And you can check out which ones have been opened at KidNation.com so you can be ready to play if you don't get in this hour, an hour from now. This weekend was a big one. Big concert weekend for, I'd say, half of the office. Because half the world. It's like everything I saw over the weekend was Taylor Swift this and Taylor Swift that. Last show of her United States tour before heading off to Australia and doing her world tour. And one of the most excited people to go on this to this concert is Anna.
Yes, hello. Oh my gosh, it was the best night of my life. I'm wearing the shirt.
That's actually a cool shirt.
Thank you.
Yes. How much?
Oh, I paid $40 for it.
That's not terrible.
What?
For concert merchandise?
I feel like I see those shirts at Target for like $11.
You do, but
You're in the moment.
Right, yeah.
At the venue, yeah.
I'll remember that I got this at the show.
Right.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. It has her album cover on it and all the dates on the back.
Yes.
So I'll wear it forever.
Now, I heard that there's a hack if you want to buy the merch from the concerts to do it on their website.
Yeah.
And you'll get it for cheaper.
That's what but I it's not you. The same as you buying said that. It in okay, the moment. Good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not the same. And I did get to cut the line.
I think it's preferable because you're not waiting in line and having to carry it around.
How'd you get to cut the line?
Oh, because I was paying with cash.
Oh.
And so everybody was paying with their cards, and one guy was like, if anyone has cash, I'll take you now. And I was like, oh, that's me.
Always bring cash to a concert. So, yeah.
Yeah, I got
with everything, because then you pull it out the bar, too.
Yeah.
And they prefer you.
Yeah. So that was great.
What was your favorite part about the Taylor Swift concert?
Oh, my gosh. I've had the whole weekend to think about this.
Yeah.
Well, she played for a little bit over 2 hours, which is great. If it would have been me, I wish she would have played a little bit longer, but that's fine. But she played, like, mashups of, like, her new songs with her old songs that I wouldn't think, like, would go together, but they did. And that was really, really cool. Yeah, it was so cool because she'd be like playing one of her, like, she was playing like Bad Blood from like her last album, which was like super awesome. And then she like went into like Should Have Said No from her like first album. And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she did that a lot, which was super cool. And it was just so nice to be there. I've just been wanting to see her like my whole life.
Did she do that though in lieu of playing the full songs?
She did play
like a medley.
She did that for like some of her old songs. Like she did a little medley of like her like old like popular ones.
Okay.
But for her like Reputation song, she'd play like the full song.
Now, no, nothing is perfect in this world, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I know you love Taylor Swift,
yes.
But there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
What was your least favorite thing about the concert?
Well, see, my least favorite thing about the concert had nothing to do with Taylor.
Okay.
But there was a fight that broke out right in front of me.
At the Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
What?
I know. Isn't that wild?
Yes.
What kind of fight? Who was fighting?
So it was this. It was
Katy Perry.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
It was a couple. It was these. It was two older women,
uh-huh.
And one of them had a small child, arguably too young to be there, but whatever. Also, I don't think those were their seats. Because they, like, awkwardly showed up at, like, 10:15 after those seats were empty all night.
Uh-huh. They came down to them.
Yeah. But as soon as they got there, they, like, just started, like, yelling at each other. And think, like, we're in a stadium. And it was, like, really, really loud.
Yeah.
But they were yelling so loud at each other that people started, like, getting involved. And then, like, security came. And all this was happening while I'm standing behind them trying to film Taylor singing my favorite song.
Oh.
And I'm just like, no! But, yeah, that was wild. So, I mean, that had nothing to do with Taylor, but I was like, man, that kind of sucks.
That's something that doesn't go together.
No.
A fight at Taylor Swift.
And one of them had a baby?
Yeah. Yeah. Too young of a kid.
They put the baby down while they were fighting?
No, she was still holding it. She was like still holding the kid. And then there was just like, yeah, there's just other
ass. What was your favorite Taylor Swift song? I have to ask.
Oh, I think, that she was playing.
You were, at the time, you said you were taking
Oh, yeah. Call It What You Want.
That's your favorite.
Mm-hmm. It was such a good one. And it was like almost towards the end. And I was like, this fight just had to happen.
What is that off the new album? Because she played some music, I'll be honest. I only know the radio hits.
Oh, yeah.
So there was one, my daughter asked me what was my favorite. I said it was something toward the end, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Maybe it was that one.
Maybe it was that one. Dream walking with his head
down. I'm the one he's walking to. Oh, this one's it? Hey.
Yeah.
I know the song. Yeah, I've heard
a lot of them sound the same to me. Is that bad?
I mean, it's her sound.
It's music.
Yeah, it's her
music.
She did make news because she did something she's never done before this weekend.
Yeah.
She talked about politics.
Yeah.
She had a post. Taylor
mad.
Swift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She endorsed someone.
Yeah.
In her
voting
state.
Democrat in Tennessee.
Uh huh. So that Taylor Swift, that was big for her.
She split the internet in half.
I know. And she said, I will never talk about this. That's not, I do music.
Yeah.
But she finally had enough and she spoke out. Now, another huge fan. You would think Anna's the biggest fan of Taylor Swift at the office.
No.
But giving her a strong run for that title is also in his Taylor Swift Reputation World Tour shirt, Nick Adams.
Big reputation. Big reputation.
Good reputation. Wow.
Yeah, I was not going to go to the concert this year, but I got some cheaper tickets like a week or so ago.
How'd you do that?
Just a friend of mine was selling them and said, hey, I'll give you a discount on them. So, sure.
Oh, you got the hooks up?
Yeah, and it was wonderful, life-changing.
Uh-huh.
I'm a new man.
How so? In what way?
Well, I finally got to be in the same gigantic room with my favorite celebrity. So
that
was
you'd
nice.
Never seen her before?
No, this is the first time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Were you sitting high up?
I was sitting way high up.
Okay.
Super, super high. But a really good thing was we were on the front row of a section.
Okay.
So there was no one in front of us.
Yeah.
So I got to sit down the whole time. Oh, so that was
perfect.
Nice.
What was the ratio of women to men?
Oh, it was 90% women.
Yeah, but there were a lot of men.
There were a lot of guys.
Couples.
And I got to say, my favorite part of the whole night was I saw a guy in the crowd. He was a few rows in front of me.
Mm.
And it was the most, like, it almost made me tear up a little bit. It was this older guy, and he had two teenage daughters with him.
Okay.
And the dad was dancing more than the girls. He knew every word, and they were, like, high-fiving each other and dancing and grooving.
That's you.
And
that's you.
He kept the girls' cell phones in his pocket, so they weren't out snapping the whole thing.
Yeah.
So they were just
be in the moment.
Experiencing
Smart.
It together. There was a song or two where he gave them the phones. But they were just having so much fun together. It was really cool.
If you're a dad or a grandpa and you have girls in the car, just embrace what they like.
Well, yeah, you're hearing it all the time.
Might as well embrace it, learn the lyrics, sing along, dance along to it. have a good time. It got me wanting to go check out my daughter's favorite artist, JoJo Siwa, who does not tour, apparently.
So she only has one song.
I know. I want her to fall in love with Taylor Swift so I could go to shows like Nick. Now, Nick, what was your least favorite thing at the show?
I used to think...
People sitting here sitting.
Here we go. No, hot takes from Nick.
I used to think Taylor Swift could do no wrong.
Okay.
But what? It's the last night of the biggest tour of her life, of the biggest album of her life. Who's her special guest going to be?
Thank you.
It's got to be Selena Gomez.
It's got to be
Justin Timberlake, someone huge.
Post Malone would have been good, maybe?
Yeah, or someone locally, right?
Yeah,
huge.
She brought out Sugarland. Break down every time you go.
We're a wreck. Oh, my God.
We were talking about that in here before you came in the room. I said the same thing. Not that Sugarland's not great.
No, they're not good.
My daughter, and they all looked at me and said, Who is that? I'm like, Sugarland. Sugarland's great.
Taylor loves them.
But it was the last night of her U.S. tour. She should have had five special guests.
Tim McGraw.
Honestly. Yeah. She should have had, special guest after special guest after special guest.
Yes.
I thought.
I do not like Sugarland at all.
This woman's voice is
like nails on a chalkboard. I'm like, Jennifer Nettles? I can't stand it.
Well, this song, I think Taylor wrote for them.
She did.
So I get that.
And it is a good song. It is a good song. But so that's when I went to the bathroom and bought my shirt. I said, I'm not going to have any part of this.
It was disappointing.
It was.
And then, but other than that, I like Sugarland. I'm not, for people who love them, it's not that. It's just that it was the last night of her tour in the U.S.
Right.
Not Nick. Nick does not like
big,
it.
Big, you know.
Nick not impressed.
Gosh. But my favorite performances were Style and Gorgeous. I love both of those songs.
Good.
And she sang them towards the beginning, which is nice.
That was a good.
Is this about Harry Styles?
Hey, I think it's about me, actually. It's about Nick Adams.
Oh, hold on. Give us a little more singing.
Yeah, you're kind of...
You're so furious at you for making me feel this way.
Oh. Nice
What
job.
Can I say? You're gorgeous.
Nice job, Nick Adams. I think that's about Joe, her boyfriend now, and they're big... We're all waiting to see if she's going to bring him to the AMAs tomorrow night.
Oh.
Ooh.
She's opening the American Music Awards.
Okay.
I had some friends that had way better seats than I did, and they were snapping like they could see Taylor Swift's parents walking around the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, because they try to, don't they give experiences to the fans?
A lot of times they'll upgrade people, and her dad walks around with guitar picks in his pocket, so he always hands out guitar picks.
So fun that they're so into it.
Yeah. Would you be able to recognize her mom and her dad if you saw them?
For sure.
You would, okay. Cool. That's cool.
So it was a great night.
Good, Nick. I'm glad you had fun. I'm sorry Sugarland ruined it for you.
Gosh. Yeah. It almost made me want to just leave the whole concert.
Stop! All right. To another segment here.
Extreme Beat, the pain. Who wakes up in the morning, goes off before 7, not wishing bad things, but you may not go to heaven just because I didn't call. Don't go. Great. Just means I was busy. I got a life, baby. Don't text me with an attitude. I don't know you. Blowing up my phone about what I didn't do. Don't text me no more with you. I've had it. Good luck swiping.
Oh,
I'm done with you. Damn it.
Whoa!
Extreme.
Whoa. More on that here.
Yes.
In a few minutes because.
Morning drama.
Yeah, Big Al heated. Dating in 2018 is hard.
He's getting madder and madder.
He's so.
The longer he stews on
it. Keep that boiling inside, Al. We'll talk about it here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutson. Yeah. Because we got to stay happy right now for our girl, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Sarah's like, get to it already.
Oh, my God. Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm so good. How are you?
Excellent. Congratulations on being caller number 11. Now, what are you up to right now?
I just got home from work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a nurse's assistant at a hospital in Fort Worth.
Okay. All right. So you do the overnight shift? Anything crazy go down, or was it pretty chill?
Tonight was pretty chill, but there's definitely some crazy nights where, like, come home with bruises or
like stuff on my pants that I need to wash off immediately.
Yeah, hashtag nurse life. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I see all my friends that are nurses posting about what you guys have to put up with, and boy, you guys are angels. Yeah. So thank
it's
you for
pretty
what
bananas.
It's pretty bananas. Now, Sarah, which vault did you decide to go with?
26.
All right, vault number 26. Let's step up to it.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Password. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
So you have gained access into our vault. Here's Angry Al Mack to tell you how we play the game.
I don't know if he can handle it.
Step into the vault. You're going to hear our banker holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase the longer you stay in. We have no idea how it could go. It could stay in the hundreds. It could be 1,000. It could be 2,000. It could be 5,000. It could be 10,000. You have one job, Miss Emergency Room Nurse Lady. You have to say stop before that vault door closes. If you don't, it'll just close and you won't get anything, okay? Even if it goes all the way to whatever number that is, you need to say stop, all right?
Yes, sir.
Pro tip, Sarah, if you hear anything followed by the word thousand, yell stop because it will not go any higher, okay?
Yes, sir.
That's the pro tip right there. All right, Sarah, one thing left to do, and that's to win some money with Beat the Bank! Extreme!
90, 120, 150, 230, 290, 410, 460, 500, 580, 660, 740.
Knock me. Hear me a little bit with that.
Yeah. Well, we told her to scream so we could hear her.
Yeah.
She followed directions.
$740. What you gonna do with that money, girl?
I am going with my best friend to Austin this weekend, and I think I'm going to buy all of us ACL tickets.
Oh, wow.
Share the love.
Look at that. You might run into Jenna this weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey. Yeah, come find me. I'll be there.
Well, Sarah, you got $740. That's yours to keep. Let's check how high it would have gone just for fun.
Okay, just for fun, dude.
$780. 910.
Damn.
1,000.
You got most of that money.
All right. All of
that's
it.
All right. You go, girl.
No shame in your game, Sarah.
No, no. You have fun in Austin.
I love you guys so much. I can't believe I got through.
Yay.
We love you too,
have
Sarah.
Have fun in Austin.
And go get some rest
thank
this
you
morning.
Guys.
Hold on for us.
Yeah, get some rest.
So that was a $1,000 vault right there. And speaking of $1,000 vaults, I ran into our $1,000 vault winner from last week, Brooke.
Oh, really?
At the club this weekend.
Oh, she at the club?
On Friday,
You went to the club?
I went to the club on Friday.
Oh, you did?
Which club?
What kind of club did you go to?
The Burb Club.
In the suburbs?
Yeah, but it's the club. There's music.
Oh, man.
There's people dancing.
I want to see the Suburb Club.
Drink. Oh, yeah. Suburb Justin club. Was there. He'll tell you all about the Burb Club.
Oh. I mean, I don't know why I would go to the Burb Club when I have the City Club.
Yeah, the Burb Club.
I have a City Club I don't even go to.
The Burb Club was popping.
The Burb Clubs have, like, booster chairs for the babies.
Yeah. They even have the waitresses with, like, the booty almost showing. Like the real club.
I do feel bad sometimes when some people don't get the memo about the Burbs. What? And they're going out for girls' night. And you know that there's this area you go to, it's all the restaurants, the hot restaurants and the shops, and there's fountains with music going off, like that Las Vegas Lights and Water Show. And it's all families and strollers and baby Bjorns.
Right,
and here comes the four girls with their high heels and their sequins teetering along. I'm like, girl.
Now, that's some singles out there.
You're in the wrong part of town for that.
Burb singles.
So many young professionals out there just ready to make a difference in the world and party on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. And be home before 11.
Yeah.
At a sensible time.
We went home like at, must have been 11:45.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so the clubs are open.
Oh, yeah.
Before 11?
Till Tuesday.
No, yeah. In the city, one goes till midnight.
Right.
There's not a place open till 2.
Oh, yeah. That place. That I was at. The Burp Club.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't stay there till
I think that's just a rumor.
Well, we had had a good time.
All right.
Drinks are reasonably priced.
Now we know you weren't at the city club.
Yeah.
You had
to get your kids on the way out.
Uh-huh. They have the daycare. Yeah. All that good stuff.
Cool.
So Big Al Mac just got a text this morning. Got him so heated.
Man.
So heated.
Man.
This is so funny.
It's tough to date in 2018, man. And this person, not Al, this person that texted him woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I hate girls giving us a bad name. Giving all girls, all single girls a bad name out here.
Like what? What?
We'll get into it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we have two married people on the show and two very single people looking for that love. Kelly's married, so she's off the market.
Yeah. Too bad for you.
Too bad. So sad.
Sorry.
I'm married. I'm married, so I don't have to put up with what I hear Jenna and Al.
I'm retired.
Have to put up with.
I'm retired for the year, just to remind everyone.
Jenna's had such a tough year this year in 2018 that she decided to retire for the rest of the for the rest of the year because it's been that bad.
Not giving anyone the time of day.
Because one guy was just being a little too player and got caught.
Unbelievable.
Got caught.
He got caught.
Yeah. It's different than being caught.
He got caught that he hasn't said anything to Jenna. He's like, yeah, I got caught. I can't do anything about it. But Big Al,
yeah,
you're still swiping left and right here and there.
Well, you know, Kelly set the precedent. She swiped and found love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm still swiping.
Yeah,
I'm
you swipe. I don't swipe.
Train in the house.
Yeah. Swipe. It's good that you do this. I don't do it.
You're trying to find your caboose.
I still, yeah, sure. I still swipe a little bit, go here and there.
You swipe a lot.
Have some meet and greets. Yeah, sure. And so this morning, at 7:01 Central.
Read it.
This is what I get. Good morning.
It could have been.
Good morning.
No.
I'm reading this the way.
I would say, Al, it's more like, good morning.
Yeah.
Exclamation or just period?
Just period.
Ooh, yeah, she mad.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why insist on having my number, then not contact me or reach out all weekend?
Boom,
this is 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, read it.
The reason I was hesitant with it. Oh, that's the reason I was hesitant with exchanging my info before meeting, which is my process with this online dating.
Mm-hmm.
I called, left a voicemail, and you were still asking for my number. I'm guessing you've become a serial dater on Bumble and can't keep up.
Oh, and a snap.
And it was a snap. That was it.
So you know who this is?
Never met.
Went out on a date.
Never, nothing.
You're just trying to fit her into your busy schedule.
And I did ask her for her number. I gave her mine, I guess, and she called. I was telling Kelly. She called me. I was doing something. Don't know what it was, so I didn't answer the call. So by the time I was going to return
her
phone
call. He never answers phone calls. Let's be honest.
He's the worst.
I don't. And her phone number had kind of dropped down, and I wasn't sure which one was hers because I didn't have her number. So it wasn't logged in. So anyway, that's...
Regardless, you never went out because you're not interested. And she's
I just had a busy weekend, to be honest with you. I mean, there was college football, there was the UFC fight, there was a lot of stuff.
And you're not interested.
And I'm not... Well, I swiped, so I guess I was. I hadn't even looked up...
How long ago did you match?
A week, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Is that too long?
No, it's just like... No, I get screwed over by a guy and I don't even say anything to him.
Yeah.
You know, like, just like, she should not do this.
No.
Well, it's been a week. He's just...
It's only been a week, first of all.
Yeah.
If you don't hear from a guy, he's not interested in you. So what do you gain from doing that? Nothing.
She got it off her chest.
You got it off her chest.
All right.
Tell me this, though. Doesn't her feistiness kind of turn you on a little bit?
No.
I ain't got time for that.
Ladies, don't do that.
No.
Are you going to write her back?
I said good morning to you, too.
That's right.
I had a pretty busy weekend.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you responded.
You did respond.
Yeah, I did.
Of course, because guys play into the crazy.
No, because we just want to see what's up.
I had a pretty busy weekend. UFC fight, college football, lots to do. Wait, no, I hadn't heard anything.
Oh, that's what you said?
Yeah.
But you left the door open for her to communicate.
Right.
I shouldn't have responded at all.
No.
Won't you write and go, what you doing this weekend?
How many times?
Well, he's trying to be nice. I mean, you don't want
to
leave her on red.
No, he's not trying to be nice.
Yeah, he told her what was up.
He's trying to be nice after that rap. He said that.
Yeah, I probably.
Well, the rap was, that was
I did that before I said the rap because I wasn't
in the rap
as mad, but the more I stewed on it, I got a little bit madder. Like,
that's why wait a while before you respond.
Yeah,
think
probably
about
right.
It.
Probably
Sleep
right.
on it.
Nah, be heated, bro. Just do it.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Off my chest now.
Got well, off my at chest. Least, you got off you know hers. I got off mine. Sometimes it's about finding all the people you don't want to be with.
Yeah, you know
right?
What?
You
yeah,
just got to
yeah.
start weeding through
weeding
it.
Them out. Weeding them out.
Did you have any dates this weekend?
Nah. Just kind of hung out. Man, I'm telling you, dog.
He's not looking for...
I was busy
got
this
space
weekend.
In his life for that right,
right
now.
Because he is swiping and he is corresponding.
Yeah. I'm just trying to meet people. And
you get out of it what you put into
right.
it. With the online, anything. You get out what yeah. you put in. You gotta put in the work. It's a job. Finding love sometimes has to be a job if you're serious about it. And everybody's like, I want it to happen organically. I just don't want it to go. That's
that'd
fine.
That'd be nice.
Then you sit around and wait for organics to kick in.
See, that's why I can see her side of it, because she's trying to put in that work and then...
Well, that's not effective.
And she feels, well, it's not effective.
Putting in work.
But like Jenna said, you should wait until you're not as heated, because obviously she woke up and she was just already mad about it.
Or mad about something. Might have been mad about something else and then just start scrolling. Well, I'm mad at you too. Just start,
why should I have to start her Monday off that way? How about, like, I really hope to have, I hope that I would have heard from you this weekend.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right.
Are you still mad or you're over it already?
I'm over it.
See, that's the thing. Guys, they move on so fast.
Yeah.
I never met her. So, nothing really for me to get over.
I'm not even mad at you for that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think. He didn't do anything wrong. He matched and he just hasn't. I mean, in most scenarios, I do think that you've done something wrong. But in this particular case, no, it's been a week. You just haven't contacted her for a date. I don't think you did anything wrong.
Yeah,
you're just busy.
Maybe now my comparison, though, like what I have to compare it to, what was done to me was so wrong.
Right.
That I'm like, that's not that bad. I'm just out here looking for the best
of
the worst.
You didn't leave me on and tell me your mom.
Yeah, you didn't tell me how much you liked me as you were dating someone else.
Right.
That's why Jenna was putting the moves on Al last week.
Well,
I have been getting blown up, by the way, from people going, gosh, Jenna, it's disgusting how much you throw yourself at Al.
It is.
JC.
I'm like, Wilbur?
Gosh, Jenna, you're just all about Al. Can't Al even go on a date without you complaining?
Wow. Come on over here. Let me swipe right on you, Jenna.
Some people don't pick up on the sarcasm, Jenna, sometimes. As Kelly has seen.
I'm still mad, Al. I'm still mad. You brought a date to our date.
Right.
We are getting some text messages saying maybe she's kidding around with you.
Okay. No.
That's followed by an LOL, because she's clearly
there's no LOLs in here. No LOLs, no... R-O-F-L, whatever
it is. I think it's this is a good thing girls need to understand. If a guy, your feelings can be hurt for a minute, but if a guy's interested in you, he's going to show that he's interested. And if not, in my younger years, I would get mad and think about it and stew on it. But now it's just eliminated. I don't even say anything else.
Yeah,
just put it behind you. And it's hard.
It's hard.
You still think about it, but it's a waste of your time. It's just a waste of time.
Yes.
And energy and drama and negative. Just continue doing...
But you have to go through it. Everybody has to go through it till you realize what a waste.
Now, you did leave it open, like Kelly said, Al, but we did get a text that saying the high road response would have been, I appreciate your honesty. Hate that we didn't connect. I wish you the best. That way there's closure.
Close it. Yes.
Something like that, something crazy like that, you got to shut it down.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught up in that.
Yeah.
You left that very open-ended.
This is good. You learned very quickly. At least you didn't take her out.
Yeah. That's true.
Gosh, imagine if you had taken her on one date.
Right?
And then you didn't hear from you.
Yeah.
I hope she's listening.
If you're listening and you want to talk and get real, we'll take your side of the story. This is Big Al Mack telling us what he thinks.
This is Al's side of the story. He might have a completely different version.
Yeah, something might have happened. We don't know.
Of course, Al's going to tell the story that makes him look good.
Well, that's the story that's happening.
I was like, there was that one time I texted her, I love you.
Yeah, that was just
convenient. We left that out.
Can't wait to meet you. Love you.
All right, Kid Nation, we got your password for Beat the Bank Extreme coming up.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Here we go, Kid Nation. Round two of Beat the Bank Extreme. We gave away $740 to Sarah about an hour ago. Could have been $1,000, though, but it's all good. She got most of it. Now we see how much money you could win, but you need a password to gain access into our vault. And that password this hour is boxing. Boxing is your password. So make sure you remember that. We're about 10 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank. And let's get to the Showbiz Top 5.
Kelly's Showbiz Top 5. Brought to you by McDonald's. Play McDonald's new Trick, Treat, Win game till October 31st. No purchase necessary.
Number five.
All right, this was the best October box office weekend ever.
Really? What?
Yeah, you had two big movies opening, and critics warned you it was going to be awful, but you went to see it anyway. Audiences gave it a B+. I looked it up after they went to see it. Not a rave review, but
good. Good. Still good, yeah.
Venom, top spot of the box office, $80 million, better than they expected. It broke the record for an October opening, which was set by Gravity, and its paltry $55.8 million. A Star is Born, A Star is Burn, also did better than they expected. $42.6 million its opening weekend. So, man, everybody just wanted to go to the movies.
Yeah.
On the first weekend of October. And third place went to Smallfoot, $14.9 million. Now, if you had tickets to Iggy Azalea's tour, or if you have them still, you're getting your money back. Iggy's 21-city, 5-week tour would have been her first in 4 years. It was supposed to kick off October 27th in Hollywood, Florida, wrapped December 4th in Houston, but not anymore.
What happened?
She tweeted yesterday, "Believe me, I was really excited for this tour, and I'm genuinely disappointed. It can't happen this year. The choice was out of my hands, not my call to make. I hope I will get to see you all in person one day. I love you." And she followed that up with, "All I can do is keep pushing, keep recording, and keep a smile on my face." So while nobody's saying it flat out, it looks like poor ticket sales are to blame. Yeah. She's been gone for 4 years.
Yeah.
And you need kind of a hit album to tour on. And
right. She doesn't have that right now.
No. Now, before Iggy announced the tours, Live Nation announced it. She's the one that followed up with the tweet. Her opening act was Cupcake.
Okay.
Because Cupcake posted on her socials, "Listen, y'all. I went from getting paid $330,000 on this to $30,000. This was not Iggy that changed plans. It was the ones that put it together. Iggy knows I love her. I just need that bag in full. That's all." So, you know, promoters can't, when they're not selling tickets, you can't get the $330,000.
No.
They chopped $300,000 off to $30,000. She's like, "I'm out."
Yeah, that's not worth it.
No.
For her.
No.
Dang.
Ooh.
So there's that.
No cupcakes with that money.
All right, so Kourtney Kardashian, she's been messing around with this sweet young thing, Luca Sabat, for a couple weeks
now. Is he even old enough to drink?
He's 20.
Mm-hmm. What's her deal with the young dudes?
I don't know.
You know, she's just going through,
She's playing around. In a good way. I mean, that would love.
Apparently, he's a friend of the family, and she's like, "Oh, he's cute. I'll mess around." You know, who knows?
What if he's a friend of the family, that means you knew him when he was like
a baby.
Well, they could be a new friend of the family. I don't know. So, behind the scene, they were seen running around, you know, just kind of hanging out over the weekend. We haven't seen them making out or anything like that, but they have been hanging out. All right. He's 20 years old. Remember that? What is she, 37?
Yep.
Sure enough.
Well, behind the scenes, Radar Online says Kourtney's family is pushing her to give Travis Barker a shot. Travis is a longtime friend of the family.
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Travis is awesome.
He's tatted from head to toe. Yeah. You know, he's a great guy.
Listen, he might be stoned about 50% of the day, but he's such a cool, nice dude.
He is.
Yeah.
A source told Radar that he adores Kourtney. They've been close friends for a while, but the timing's never been right for these two. Either, you know, one's attached to somebody, the other's single. So whenever one's dating someone, the other's available and vice versa.
Right.
And the timing's just never been right. Something always gets in the way. And they're pushing for her to give Travis a shot. Why not?
I'm on that team right there.
I want that.
Yes. That'd be great.
Is he healed up from all of his issues?
He doesn't fly.
He doesn't fly.
I mean, he had some medical issues that caused the Blink-182
heart issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I see him posting and stuff, so I think he's doing okay.
He's doing better now. Yeah. We hope so. My daughter, I don't even know if she's awake. Everybody's out of school today, but I know she would be squealing at the top of her lungs. She might already know this news, I'm breaking it to everybody late.
Okay.
But if you're a Riverdale fan, you're going to be super excited to know that Camila Mendez is dating her co-star, Charles Melton.
I need character
Isn't
names.
Isn't that huge?
I need character names.
He plays Reggie.
Reggie,
he replaced the original Reggie, and she plays Veronica. So Veronica and Reggie. Now, in the cartoons, weren't Veronica and Reggie in the comic books, weren't they brother and sister?
It's okay. They're acting.
I don't remember. It's been so long since I saw that.
I don't remember. I don't. I just read the little strips from Bazooka.
So now you've got, so now you've got Betty dating Jughead and Veronica dating Reggie.
Yeah.
But, you know, she just broke up with, she gave her high school, like, she had a friend from high school that they kind of connected after high school. They never dated in high school, and they just broke up a couple weeks ago. His name was Victor Houston. I think Victor was really wounded from that.
Yeah,
but apparently she's, you know, had eyes for Reggie. Charles Melton, and they made it Instagram official. She posted a picture with him giving her a kiss on the forehead, and she captioned it, "Mine."
Uh-huh.
So, such a cute little couple. All right, so Kanye, very serious about making a difference in his hometown of Chicago. He said he's moving back there and he's not leaving again. He went to the dentist in Chicago on Friday.
Oh, he did.
You know, you have to start when you move to a new area. You got to get a new hairdresser.
Yep.
A new primary care physician.
Definitely.
And a new dentist.
Sure.
So he went to see the dentist on Friday.
Okay.
And after he was coming out, this homeless man on the street came up to him and... Kanye handed him a $100 bill and said, "Hey, dude, I'm going to send you a free pair of Yeezys." Well, the man is homeless, but he provided his mother's contact information, so Kanye will be getting those shoes to him. And then that was on Friday. But on Saturday, Kanye woke up and said, "Done with social media for a while." He didn't give any explanation, but he deactivated his Twitter and his Instagram again. And a lot of people are wondering why he would do that. Is it because he was getting a lot of backlash from what happened on SNL? He did it before Pete Davidson went on SNL and said, you know, Kanye being crazy doesn't give you an excuse to be a jerk, basically. Could have been have something to do with he's just tired of dealing with people on social media. Or is it because he's going to Africa to record his album and he needs to be totally focused on that? We don't know. He didn't give an explanation.
Hmm.
But this isn't the first time he's done that. He did it in May of last year, too. Mm-hmm. It was almost off a whole year until he came back on in April. And it's been highly entertaining ever since.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
But anyway, that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Thank you. And if you like gifts, you know, you like getting little things here in the mail.
Who doesn't love getting stuff in the mail?
I love getting stuff in the mail. And I would love to get this for my wife. I think this is a great gift to get your wife or your girlfriend.
And this is kind of one of those things that you may forget that you ordered it for a gift for someone, and then they're going to get this all the time. But
four times a year.
FabFitFun is a subscription box. It's seasonal, like Kelly said, four times a year. And I love trying new makeup and new skincare and wellness products, but I like to try them more than like one little sample that they give you. And the coolest part about these FabFitFun boxes are you get actual full size items in there.
Do.
So if it's a new, like it's a mask or some kind of skin cream that you want to try, it's not just a little measly sample. You get to try a full size of this. No samples of anything. And really great value. For instance, the fall editor's box that Kelly and I just received. Actually, we all got it.
Yeah.
I've been picking through your box. Also, it's worth over $275, but for you, it's $49.99, and we're going to save you another $10 if you go to FabFitFun.com and use the code KID, that's K-I-D-D, you're going to get an additional $10 off. So you're going to get over $200 worth of product for just $39.99.
Perfect.
That works.
And subscribe, and you get a box every season.
Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving.
I think it'd be a great gift for your, you know, child, for yourself, if you want. I get it for myself.
The young ladies out there?
Kid or something.
Yeah.
You know, instead of a care package, you keep forgetting to send one.
This is a care package, basically.
Four times a year.
Perfect. Thank you, Jenna, for that. And hey, we hooked you up with that password to play Beat the Bank Extreme. And now you use that password. But you have to give us a call first. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
We will take caller number 29 to play Beat the Bank Extreme, and we'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation.
Hey.
Just gave away $740 with Beat the Bank Extreme.
Extreme.
Feeling really nice about that.
JC, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I know tomorrow is Kids Day.
Yes.
Are we still going to be giving away money?
Yes, we are. We're still going to play Beat the Bank Extreme during Kids Day.
All right.
Yeah.
Call me ma'am.
So everybody's happy. So if you want to turn around and drop a little extra, you know, when you win Beat the Bank.
Can.
Maybe you win the $10,000 and you're like, yeah, I got a grand on it. Throw that in there. Why not?
We're very giving, so you should be giving to us tomorrow.
Just on that day, though. That's the only day we ask you.
Yes.
That's the only day we ask you. And right now we're asking Kelly to give us some solid love advice because she is our love expert. This is a segment we call
Love love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Mark and I have known each other for a few years now, and I've had a crush on him since we met.
Oh, Mark.
His family is very close to my adoptive parents, so he's always at family functions. We went through this weird period where he wouldn't talk to me unless he'd been drinking. Well, last year, I called him out on it, and we began to build an actual friendship. Nothing romantic had happened outside of prolonged hugs and a kiss on the forehead. Well, the other night he was drinking, and we had been hanging out with some mutual friends. After we left, I sent him a message saying we should hang out later that week and watch the movie he'd been giving me a hard time about never seeing. Well, he ended up calling me that night at 2:30 in the morning when he saw my message. He invited me over, and I agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know a 2:30 call is probably a booty call, so I prepped for that. And was fully aware that that's all it might be. It wasn't.
Oh.
We watched movies, stayed up all night talking, cuddled, and eventually fell asleep together on the couch. I had to get up and leave for work, and he told me bye. And I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what to make of it. I sent him a text message the next day that said, thank you for a fun night, and I hope you have a great week. And he hasn't opened it. I feel like a crazy person. I want to know if you just wanted someone, just anyone, or if you wanted me. Should I give up on this crush, Angela?
Yeah, I give up on that.
What about making the move?
She is making the move. She prepped for it, JC.
I know she prepped, but she didn't go in for the kiss.
Emotionally prepared for it.
I know she prepped.
She prepped.
I know she shaved the legs. I know. It's all good.
No, he's not interested. He's way too shy. The only reason he gets up any nerve at all is if he's been drinking. And then when she gets over there, it's nothing. It's just nothing. The odds of this becoming, there is, okay, here I'm giving her hope and I shouldn't even do it.
Uh-huh.
There is this much of a chance that eventually it would become something, but it's not. It doesn't sound like it to me.
And why would you want it when guys can only show any sort of affection when they're drunk? Yuck.
No.
No, it's probably one of those once you put the move on them and kiss them and do what
she
you
struggled
do.
With him and spent the night.
I know,
nothing
but,
happened.
But he was so shy.
He didn't even try kissing her.
Maybe that'll take off once she put the move on.
Should have got him liquored up.
You want somebody to pursue you, and I get it. It's fun, and you think he's cute, but this is too much effort and too much work for nothing.
Guys, be a man.
He's not interested. It's not about being a man.
A kiss on the forehead.
Why are you inviting a girl over at 2:30 in the morning?
Because he was drunk.
Okay.
And
well, he didn't try to do
cuddle?
Drunk guy things.
He's not interested.
Yeah.
Cuddle.
It's a waste of, I mean, if you want to keep wasting your time and energy, that's fine. You can have crushes on people, and it's fun to have a crush.
Yeah.
But man, it's just frustrating. And don't go over first time at 2:30 in the morning for a potential booty call.
She prepped.
Don't put it out that easy.
She's not mad at her about that.
She prepped.
She prepped. She emotionally prepped.
No, don't do that.
Hashtag booty call prep.
The fact is, y'all don't even have a relationship, and you're willing to give that up on a crush with no relationship and no foundation just for a fling. If he had a slept with you, can you imagine how crazy nuts you'd be right now?
This was a cuddle call, not a booty call.
She went expecting it to be a booty call. She was willing for it to be a booty call. Think more of yourself than just... No, don't do that. If she would have slept with him, it'd be ridiculously crazy nuts right
sometimes
now.
Sometimes booty calls can turn into marriage.
Yes.
And sometimes cuddle calls can turn into booty calls.
He's not even pursuing her at all.
Depends on the performance.
He's telling you he's not interested by not opening your messages or calling you. So why would you put yourself on the line like that? It's embarrassing.
Move it on.
Embarrass yourself like that.
What if he calls?
Go for it. If he calls, go for it.
Go for it.
Okay? Everything I just said,
give him one
throw
more
it out
chance.
The window.
No, but
JC
she needs to know.
Rooting for you,
no, no. What she needs to know what to
I
do when she calls.
I just told you what to do. There nothing. Move on,
JC.
What if he calls?
If he calls, for you crazy kids, be done with it. It ain't happening.
What if he calls?
You want a man that wants you, that pursues you. You don't want. Why should women force something that's not there? Quit trying to force something. Okay.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Good.
I'm tired. I had a woman tell me she caught her man red-handed with something.
Caught
him red-handed. And she left him a note and said, busted, man, you're busted.
Yeah.
It's been like 3 or 4 days she hadn't heard from him. I should call him.
What?
Why would you call him?
He got caught.
He got caught and hadn't called you.
Uh-huh.
He hadn't even tried to say, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I've messed up you. Nothing.
Bye.
But I miss him. I have nothing to offer anymore to people.
Of course.
She can at least call
him. The hard thing is to not say anything and to move on. That's the hard.
You,
it is hard. It's the right thing, though. You feel stronger as every day goes by that you don't say something.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
It's always hardest at night. For some reason, it's the hardest at night. But if you can get through the night,
it is.
If you can sit on your hands, if you can turn up whatever you have to do to get through the night, I promise you, you wake up the next morning and you're like, I am so glad I didn't call him last night. I am so glad I didn't go over there.
My hands fall asleep when I sit on them, though.
All right, Mr. Literal. Go ahead, next letter.
Love letters.
Literal man.
Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Me and my fiance have been together for 2 years. We have a wonderful son, and we have a wedding date set. I love him,
but
I have been having sexy dreams about his brother. I'm trying to keep my distance from his brother, but it's kind of hard to do that when we live in the same house. Now, I don't want to do anything with his brother, but then again, I kind of do. I really don't want to hurt my fiance, but I don't know how not to dream about him and stop thinking about him. What do I do? Hey.
Why don't you put all that energy pent up and put it on your man? Start focusing on your man in real life, and maybe that'll seep over into your subconscious. But I guarantee you, you're flirting with the brother, and you're messing with fire because you're putting this much energy into it. So stop putting energy into the brother. Maybe in a subtle way say, you know, we're starting our new life together as man and wife. Maybe it's time for us to have our own place. In a subtle way, it's time to get the brother out of the house because he's obviously too much of a temptation for you.
There's be one hot brother.
Stop flirting with him because I know you're doing it. You're giggling when he walks in the room.
That's right.
You know,
he's walking around all shirtless all the time.
Exactly. Put all that energy into your man and move forward.
Oh, man. How do you say brother in Spanish, Jesse?
Hermano.
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 Hey. Hola, hermano.
What do you think they're Mexican?
No, I don't know. I just wanted to say it in Spanish.
Love letters.
Sound better than brother.
Love letters to Kelly.
Brother.
See? Hermano.
Brother.
See, it doesn't sound good.
Hermanito. Hermanito.
Yeah, see? Hey. Sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
It does.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married for a couple of years. Prior to getting married, I was involved intimately with one person. We broke up and I remained celibate for many years before meeting my husband. My husband was a virgin when we got married, but I told him about my past experience prior to getting married. Did I lose you? Years later.
A lot of people tell.
Years, I don't know.
Yeah, you lost her.
Yeah, right. Years later, my past is still an issue for him.
Well, that's because you told.
Because he says he waited for me and I didn't. I've tried explaining that it was something that I did many years ago, and I've expressed regret. He can't seem to forgive me or get past it. I love him very much, and he takes good care of me, but I don't know if I can go with the rest of my life with someone, spend the rest of my life with someone who throws my past in my face. Please help me, Mariah.
Well, Mariah, you need to tell him exactly what you just told me. I can't keep having this thrown in my face. You know, you shouldn't have. This is why you don't tell this kind of stuff. You lie about your experiences. Women round down. You had one, you should have rounded down to none. You know, it's not just that. It's just like, what good does it do to tell about your history?
Nothing. It makes the guy think about every guy.
It's mental. So y'all are going to have to get some counseling, and he's going to have to hear it from an outside source that, you know what? You know, this is something that you can't change about your past. So in order to move forward and to be in a healthy relationship, you can't keep throwing it in your face.
True.
It's just not fair. And so I'm suggesting y'all both go to marital counseling, and maybe an outside party can give him some tools as to when he's about to start bringing it up, how he can, you know, go a different route. But, yeah, it's not a healthy way to live.
Right.
And it's one thing if he's bringing it up, you know, every 5 years, but it sounds like this is like almost a daily occurrence.
He can't get over it because he's a virgin and he feels like
it's going to be a horrible, horrible way to live your life. So y'all need to go to counseling, and he needs to figure out how to get past it. But this is just, everybody doesn't need to share all of your past experiences.
It makes it worse. It doesn't make it better.
It does not help.
No, it does not. One bit. But I need to know for health. No, just get tested.
No, you really don't.
Just get tested. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell each other numbers. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. Our love expert's going to be back on Wednesday to help you out. And today's was brought to you by Walmart.
Walmart's grocery pickup is quick, it's easy, and it's free. My favorite four-letter word. It saves you time and effort by doing your shopping for you.
Now, you got to pay for the groceries.
You don't get the free groceries.
They kind of frown on the fact if you don't pay for the groceries.
The service, though, is
free.
Yeah.
You can order anything that you want online, including fruit, including vegetables. And if you do so by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you can pick them up on the same day. Just go to Walmart.com, pick out the store that's nearest you. They'll give you a layout of the store. It's really kind of fun. I did it the other day for the first time, and I love it. They have professionally trained shoppers that pick the freshest items for you. That is guaranteed or your money back. And they're friendly. They're helpful people. You do not have to get your kids out of the back of the car. Just pull up to Walmart, and they'll bring those groceries out there to your car and load them up for you. So, please, people, go to download the Walmart grocery app, because there are more ways to Walmart.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.